January 1994. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. Please bear with us just a minute. Use a good priori box. Heal up all our own ones. Illness is sometimes a very good thing. It causes you to have to listen to me. I have found that I can say, please, I need your ear. I need your hands. It's time to focus on something else than what we have been doing. And suddenly the earplugs go in. The weariness begins to seep through. The irritation levels come up. And we have to take control. All of you experiencing here are going to be overwhelmed from time to time with germs. What you are not realizing is that you are being so bombarded that it is incredible how well you're doing. They're testing a lot of the new mutations on you. And right now, above all the times up to this point, they have been efforting to take Dorma and her voice away from me. Because right now, the most is going on. So we're going to have to be a little bit gentle this afternoon. I'm not going to do my usual preaching from 937 decibels. You're going to have to listen to me while I hit you. And be gracious as I tell you that more and more and more things will be soon coming into non-disclosure. It's worse than leaks. And because all of you are not in the business of central headquarters, if you will, Interpol headquarters, I'm not going to put you in positions of revealing things that should not be revealed. Mouths are loose, and most of it is done in total innocence. Worse than anything, exaggerations are made and stories are told that truly don't do more than cause irritation, but a lot of inconvenience. You're not playing in a little game in Tehachapi, California. You're playing in an intergalactic intrigue. And most of you, even if you've been working with me now, lo, these years in this place, have no comprehension. You still, most of your talking is done trying to convince yourself that it must be real or it couldn't be happening. What you can't understand is that we're creating as we go along what is necessary to get through the intricacies of bringing some things to fruition, having to cancel many things out simply because mouths wagged, and entire scenarios need to be restructured, new contacts made, bypass old ones, and what you actually do is end up costing yourself. Well, that's all right, because lessons are learned that way, too. But it's a little bit hard on the ones who have served so diligently to get to the very doorstep, the very threshold, only to find they've been in run and the information came from ones right within this room. I knew when I took the reins of this program that it would be thus. I also had the privilege of knowing who it would be. But those ones have been as useful in other directions as they have been harmful in their foolishness. Ones always want to consider that they know more. And we'll get to that in a little bit. There are several reasons that we're having this meeting in spite of the fact that I really don't have my speaker. We're going to have to just patch this through as best we can. But we do have Gunter out. And we want to share with you and allow him to give appreciation for what you've done. Now, you may not ever know really what you have done. And if you could look at the other side, you would wonder if you actually did anything. Yes, you did. The strength comes from much higher. The focus had to come from a very earthbound source. So that our mission could continue and we would live happily ever after. You know that old story. But Mr. and Mrs. Trell could be here today. He's the father of the black boxes. We'll leave it at that. And it's time now to bring that knowledge aboard. And he is filled to overflow with questions. And probably I will pull the plug on her before we answer many of them. I would rather him be able to see. But I will tell him right off that one of the major things that I want to accomplish is with the expertise that he already has, I would like to have him energize those felt fields. You can ponder it a little bit. That's very, very simple to do, even if you just have to go along with the frequency device. And you'll be headed for 169. Well, let's just go for 170 megahertz. We also have had a couple of weeks hiatus here. I don't like that long in between meetings, even if we have to be a little inconvenienced today. Too many things are happening, and we need the strength of one another in a support situation where at the moment most of the impact is coming against Dorma and EJ as far as legal ramifications are concerned. But I want you once to look and see that you're having a very good time. It is time to begin to pull other ones in as rapidly as we can to relieve myself and Dorma of the paper. I want a serious consideration to be given to Rodney Stitch and Wing. This would have been an incredible position for Harry Martin or a Ken Varden. Unfortunately, until some things are straightened out there, that's not feasible. But pretty soon, it's going to be that you will be moving into a more dominant newspaper. And I don't want to go into it today But obviously, as we move in other directions, there is not time on a physical plane for Dorma to be able to do what she has done in the past. And yet, I am not foolish enough myself to not to realize that my contribution must be present. So we're going to have to just do what we can. But Gunther will share with us this afternoon because he wants to give his appreciation. Lemura is going to blackmail us. She would like to give some appreciation to the friends. And she brought a cake. So you're going to listen to her appreciation or you won't get any cake. So I'll hush while she reads.
Are you serious?
Are you tongue-tied?
This is a brief version of what I was going to write to all of you people that have been so wonderful to me. To all the wonderful souls who have done so many loving things for me through my progress of getting settled, I offer this cake with love to thank you, each one personally. You know what you have contributed to me. Some to mention are Samanda, Commander, my angels, Doris, EJ, Wendell, Diane and Jack, Sarah, Marina, Zita, Nora, Claudia, and the Magnificent Seven under Charles, which is Charles, Rick, Brent, John, Rod, Chase, and Al, the mighty movers we owe much gratitude to under Sir Charles's guidance. Then there are Betty, Margie, Jack T., Phyllis, Warren, Audrey, and Eric. Here's to you all with love from Lemur. And the cookies are by Betty.
With Rome happens in the room. Nobody has been able to come into this place without a lot of discipline, a lot of hard knocks to the side of the head with a 2x4. You can tell that Dorma is sick because she had already planned her response to Karen's Christmas present. Karen gave Dorma a talking stick. Now, this may not mean anything to you ones in this room, but it is a traditional Indian, traditional Plains Indian sort of etiquette stick for those who claim the buffalo as their precious relation. Usually it is the rib of a buffalo carved with a bear, an eagle, something meaningful on one end, and attached to the other is hair, feathers, etc. Anyway, it's called a talking stick so that whoever is speaking gets hold of it. And if someone else speaks, you must relinquish. And that one can speak as long as he holds it. Well, Dorma snatched that up and said she wasn't going to let go of it.
She hasn't either.
I told her, that's all right, precious. I have my own speaking stick, and it's called a 2x4. And some require a 6x12, but we're almost all past that now. Much will be happening that you will not understand. Much will be happening that you will not know. Things will be arranged, things will be rearranged, things will be covered, things will be uncovered, and all of you will be shocked as things simply are coming more into your attention from an international arena right on your place. And remember that God works in mysterious ways his wonders to perform, and it will not always be as you thought it to be. And ones wishing to take the responsibility and authority away from God, go ahead and try. But pretty quickly, you will find that you're not making much progress and God's making a lot. And always, with the beginning of a new phase, we have to turn our attention to rearrangement of the ordinary. Every phase requires a gearing up, a translation, a transformation, some new responsibilities, some old ones, and always more integration and observation while you are told what it is you need to be doing. You see, I will not tell Dharma what Ron needs to do, or George, or Wally Gentleman, because she has carried too much of the responsibility of knowing. And that means that as we move into the international arena, where she is very likely to be caught up literally in the air somewhere, you're going to have to be listening more and more carefully to your guidance as you will be receiving it. And of course, as we move along here, you're going to find a lot of the lawsuits are going to begin to go away a little bit. On the other hand, they've gotten in so deep that they don't just walk away. Now, you had better understand that Mr. Green is in serious, serious trouble. That man never knows, it seems, when to stop. Not only at one point did he send away some Wilmington Trust statements of the Institute, which revealed a confidential agreement, but that is absolutely an incredible no-no in the business world. That is an unthinkable act. But he went one step farther. He has sent all his garbage to Wilmington Trust. Now, I'm going to remind you ones, the Institute holds your money. And his efforts to pull down the Institute is to get your money. Forget Dharma, forget EJ. They don't need that money. And once again, Mr. Green opens the door where all they have to do is say, sayonara, everybody, really sorry about this. Mr. Green won. And head for any nearest border. They don't even have to go to the border. And if you ones allow this to happen, that's your responsibility. That's what he's still trying to do, push the Institute into receivership. I believe that you're going to enjoy what's happening with, quote, the criminal arrest of these two. They have to go to court again Monday morning. I would appreciate it if everybody goes. What time? 8:30?
10:30.
Everybody converge on Mojave at 10:30. You're going to find, just as I told you in the beginning, that the RTC case, Santa Barbara Savings and Loan, Jason Brent, Duke Majan, Ronald Reagan, George Bush, William Clark, all of the ones involved in the savings and loans fiasco, are all involved. You're going to get your proof. Jason Brent and Duke Majan are good buddies. It doesn't mean they're through. They can hardly afford to lose. They can hardly afford to win. And Mosley Dorma says, well, I'd like out of it, please. Well, that doesn't happen. When you hop in with me, you have to see it through. But you're never going to get your world cleaned up enough to even make it through in a survival mode unless somebody does something. And you had to become recognized as a paper, a viable, valid presentation source. It sounds wonderful. God will just come speak and everyone will listen. No one will listen. And the last one they will listen to is God. I wanted Jay to read this. This is from our friend Bo, and nobody's going to rest until I make some response to that. I would say up front that I'm really proud of my people. Dorma thought that was one of the funniest things she's read.
This is from a radio. This is from a radio interview, and a lady had called in to ask Bo a question with respect to Hatton. And he says, "This government, the Constitution, I'm for Hatton. But in all truth, Linda, I cannot accept Hatton as being God. You know, my God is the God of Jacob and Isaac and Abraham. And Jesus is my Christ. You can be whatever religion you want to. I'm on Hatton's side, in as much as Hatton is on the side of the Constitution of the United States." Linda says, "I heard about Hatton from my stepmother, who claims that he is with a Starfleet. Yeah, it's really fantastic. Sananda is supposed to be Jesus Christ. The spaceship is supposed to be 250 miles across. I guess I'm being very facetious now, and so I really shouldn't, but I'm going to say it anyway. I guess you can buy a first-class ticket to get beamed up there, but I'll probably have to sit in the cheap seats because I don't think Hatton likes me very much right now. Again, I'm for Hatton, but I'm not going to look at Hatton as God, and I'll support Hatton in as much as what Hatton is doing for the country." Linda, "Does he claim he is God?" "Yes. He claims that not only is he Hatton, but he is also Aton, and he is really a she. Doris Ecker is the, and they don't call it channeling like some others do. She is an interpreter, and Hatton is supposed to be a reptilian-like figure 9.5 feet tall." "I know. Anyway, inasmuch as Hatton stands for the country, hey, we can use some 9.5-foot patriots, and I stand with Hatton, but not as God. I am not a slave or a servant of Hatton. I might be a brother, but I like to be a brother of something that I can see. But all I see is Doris Eckert, and so God bless her. Yeah, and I even have a paper written on Hatton, and you can call the 1-800 number, 476-0685, and I'll send you out my personal feelings on it."
Please, every one of you call.
The number is 800-476-0685.
Now let me have it.
Whoops.
"My God is the God of Jacob and Isaac and Abraham." And, "Jesus is my Christ." I wonder how many times he's seen the God of Isaac and Abraham. I wonder how many times he has seen Jesus, the Christ. I wonder how many times he's read his Bible. And I wonder how ridiculous and imbecilic this makes him look. I wonder if he has any idea how foolish this makes him look. Oh, getting a rise out of the old serpent boy, are you? Colonel Greitz. Sorry, old buddy. But you don't stand with me. I can go. This gentleman one better. I stand in the presence of Jesus the Christ. And if he came down off of his little ivory pedestal onto his own ego, he would realize how stupid this is. I may be his brother. Perish the thought, my friend. I'm exactly who I say I am. Now, this man was going to be president of the United States to lead you all into victory, right? Right? This man is supposedly the most decorated of all of your special forces officers in the whole Vietnam arena, right? He has been here, has he not? And he calls Doris Eckert. You've been around. How many of you think I am supposed to be a 9.5-foot reptilian? This is a man going to lead you to victory. What does that tell you right off? Either he is a lying son of a bitch, and don't put that aside yet, or he doesn't know his you-know-what from his head, where he keeps his head in his blind spot. And if you would be foolish enough to follow a man who will not even take time to read what is available, to pronounce a name correctly, I'll tell you, it wouldn't be for me. This is the second slip of the lip. The first time he referred to me as a reptilian, he said, "The only thing reptilian about you is your chameleon colors." You ones are going to have to listen to your own clues. Does this mean that Bo Greitz and I are forever on the outs? We have never been on the ins since ego took over. Now, Colonel Greitz will say, "My, you're going to get hostile, aren't you, big snake?" The serpent is my enemy. And Mr. Greitz is trained in the enemy's camp. And he may hang on to this God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he may have to see the brother that he walks with instead of some invisible entity. But I want to know, where is this Jesus Christ that he walks with? And I apologize, Doma. You see, there's some things that upset me. I'll tell you one thing. About a 9.5-foot serpent, when it's pissed off, it is really mad. It is a confounding inconvenience today. I wanted to yell a lot. Are we ready?
Yes, we're back on that.
We have a situation whereby I have made contact with Colonel Grites, and this will be undoubtedly our friend.
Hello. Hi. Yes. Hi, Gunther. We are. We'll do that in just a few minutes. All right. Bye.
I'll shorten this up. I really should have waited till he's on the line. But you're not swimming in money, so let's not press our luck with long distance. But I have given Colonel Grites an opportunity or two this week. Just because there aren't many writings circulating around does not mean that we have not been extremely busy. And it gets to be a standoff. I'm not going to respond to you. Well, I said I was giving him one last opportunity to restructure a little bit of his thought patterns. I understand how difficult it is for you ones. I understand how much more difficult it is for you ones who have played in the arena in which one such as Colonel Grites has played. Because you ones don't know what's coming down. He does. And he can play in that earthly arena without having to get involved with me at all. And without making a commitment. He is absolutely right about the tickets aboard my ship. I don't know, the 250-mile bit must be George Green. My command ship is something like 900 feet across. The mothership is bigger than your planet. So what are we talking about? And you can't buy a ticket. And he'll have to sit in the common, ordinary seats. Good luck with your Jesus Christ and your God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That book is based on Judaic law. It started out pretty good. And it got completely tampered with by the Judeans who were not Jews. So already you're tinkering around with a very interesting God. Then came the Christ. And now you're really tinkering around with some interesting bits and pieces of truth. And if he doesn't know that the Christ will bear a different name on this coming, then he is even a greater liar than he has made himself to be. He became a Mormon. That's fine. Truth is found anywhere you go. So is the lie. But the Mormon ritual is built on the Illuminati, right out of Freemasonry. And that is very human. Every earth physical ritual is a human experience. What do you say in your oath? To whom is your allegiance? To Christ or to Jesus? And I hear you. They're the same. No, they are not. Christ is a state of being. And therein is the truth of life. Jesus is a label, a name given to a man for identification. And if you wish to call Emmanuel Jesus, I don't care what you call him. Call him Percival. But if you confuse the two to the extent that you would base your whole life journey on a perception, I suggest you get a little more careful. Let's call Gunther back.
All right.
Hello.
Hi there.
All right, stand by while I switch phone.
I think we're on the phone.
Okay, stand by, please. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you.
This is Gunther, the Lesson Great. How's everybody?
Well, everybody here just fine. Why don't we all say, hello, Gunther.
Hello, Gunther.
I can't hear you. Marine Corps style. Guys, I'm glad to be able to talk with you.
We are, too.
I'll tell you what, let me give you a little bit of scenario. So you'll know how well off all of you are. The temperature here is in the low teens. There is snow on the ground, and it's not fun.
Oh, yes, it is, because you can be out in it.
Very good point. Well taken.
Well, these are your friends.
Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear.
EJ, please, will you talk to him?
All right, Gunther.
Meet with the commander.
The commander is very hampered because my mouthpiece is having a lot of trouble today.
Well, I could imagine that.
And I just was yelling a great deal about Bogue Wright. You will enjoy the most recent little outburst from Colonel Bright.
Hey, may I hear it, please?
All right. I'm a 9.5-foot serpent. But,
well, that's what I see.
But I would make a point that it doesn't pay to make a 9.5-foot serpent mad.
Point well taken. What can I say that will make life easier for all of us today?
Everyone would just wanted to hear your voice, that you literally are out of incarceration, we hope permanently. Maybe give them a little bit of a catch up on the possibilities of that remaining true.
Okay. Allow me to interject a couple of points for everybody's understanding. I was facing a 24-count indictment for fraud, and last Monday, that is a week ago, I went to court with my attorneys and my wife and my ex-wife and God knows whoever other people, and 21 of the 24 counts were dismissed simply because they found that I was not guilty. The interesting issue revolving the additional three counts that are still outstanding is that by February the 7th, they too shall be dismissed, which leaves St. Charles County, the state of Missouri, and the honorable government, that's in parentheses, by the way, of the United States, with a heck of a problem. How do we justify having incarcerated Gunter Rusbacher for such a prolonged period of time? So my attorney has decided that it would be to our mutual benefit, as well as for the benefit of the Department of Justice and the justice system for the state, to file criminal legal charges against each and every member of the administration who had their hand in this. I'm prone to go along with it, provided the commander will authorize it. Senator, I would assume that we just saw a face that I didn't see. I would assume that somewhere along the line, a little bit of indication won't hurt me. I'm back in full swing. I have a certain amount of soreness, needless to say. I mean, all my ribs are broken, you know. My leg has been split from the ankle all the way to the groin, so I'm not ecstatically thrilled as to the comfort levels that I experience on a day-by-day basis. But I have one thing that no man can take from me at this time. That's the inner knowledge that I belong to a group that provides love, compassion, understanding, and probably the most important thing of all, the idea that a better way of life is available to all of us.
Well, for this interim period of time, you're going to have to be the authorization and the confirmation for these people.
Absolutely. I'll be glad to do it.
We have not been able to really give our own ones here much confirmation as to the status of the level with which you're working.
I'd rather not get into it at this time, Anton.
I would rather not also.